Jimmy Failla joins us now, the host of Fox Across America, for his thoughts on where we are and all the crazy madness surrounding the vaccine and the mandates. Good morning, Jimmy. Welcome back in, my brother.
Yo, JT. I got to tell everybody down in Alabama that New Yorkers, just to be clear, we do support mask mandates, but only because a lot of us are Jets fans who want to hide our faces in public. You know, a lot of Jets and Giants fans. It has nothing to do with COVID. We just don't want to show our face because of the season we're having. But as far as the actual mandate, it's absurd. And you know this. None of the people passing the rules are following the rules. Did you see Lori Lightfoot at the WNBA game the other
day?
She posted a selfie. No mask. You saw that, right? Crazy.
Of course.
I mean,
remember the Obama birthday party at Martha's Vineyard?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. 400 people hanging out indoors. You know, Lori Lightfoot, to her defense, she is stupid. And I do believe she thinks you can only catch the Delta variant from flying the airline. You know, she doesn't know it's not that.
Well, by the way, Delta Airlines has said they are not going to do the mandate. They're stepping up, whereas United and Southwest are now screaming, get the shot or get out. See all the protesters in Dallas at Southwest?
Yep. Yeah, and you want to laugh about Southwest. So here's a funny one. I flew out of Columbus, Ohio last Sunday, and it was on the day, you know, that was the particular weekend when they canceled 1,000 flights. And I'm watching Southwest announce on Twitter and on the news that they're canceling flights because of weather-related issues. But Columbus, Ohio was 73 degrees sunny, not an ounce of precipitation, not an ounce of wind in the sky. So it's like a little bit of a ruse, but people in Columbus are being told they're getting canceled because of weather. And folks jumped in and said, whoa, 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 but what about the weather in the other cities? That could hold up the flight. But why were they the only airline canceling flights for weather out of the cities that, of course, one of these other airlines flew out of? The point is, yes, it was a scam. Pilots are pushing back. And at a time where, honestly, if we're talking about your health on a commercial airline right now, the most dangerous thing you can do on an airplane is get punched in the face for not wearing a mask, or possibly for wearing one, because there have been so many mask fights on planes. It's
right.
Like they can make a movie. They can make a spinoff called Flight Club of people who just fly coach because they like getting punched in the head, you know?
Flight Club. I love it. You know, and the airlines aren't the only problem, Jimmy. I mean, you look at these first responders and police, healthcare workers, folks out there that are dealing with patients and public on a general basis. First of all, they're heroes. Now they're being called enemies because, you know, they're going to lose their jobs if they don't get the vaccines because of the presidential mandate. I mean, come on. These people are in short supply right now, just like everything else. And you want to go ahead and start firing people to make things even worse? It's craziness.
JT, it's so stupid. I mean, if you're getting mugged, you're not going to say to yourself, oh, well, it's a good thing there's not a cop on the way who's unvaccinated, you know, because that would really be a problem. It's like, hello, man. You know, when you look at Chicago, they've got the worst murder rate in the country. They're right up there with Seattle. Okay, they have a shortage of cops already because cops don't want to work in a city that doesn't support them. They want to work for a mayor that throws them under the bus at every turn. But when you are talking about the risk cops are willing to take every day, it's far greater than COVID, you know, taking on the actual bad guys. So there's like a general lack of appreciation for first responders. And then the other issue is really just, it's just stupidity, man. That's the biggest thing facing our country right now. It's not like a crime problem, not a COVID problem. It is. It's a stupid problem. We got a lot of stupid people in office who were supported by other stupid people who voted for them because of their identity. And that's where identity politics fails everybody. It's like Pete Buttigieg, okay? He's terrible, and he can't be running the transportation department. He shouldn't be running a 5K on a Sunday morning, let alone a transportation department. But because he checked the boxes, they're like, oh, we've never had a gay transportation secretary. Great. Can we get a gay transportation secretary that knows how to do the job?
You know, we were just talking about this last night, my wife and I. It just seems, you know, if you represent a certain class and you get 10 bonus points, the average normal white guy over the age of 50, he gets minus 25 points. Why? Well, just because you're white and over the age of 50. So, you know, it's ludicrous where the priorities are these days. And the support for not policies that make sense and are good for American people, but if you check boxes, oh my gosh, come to the front of the line, be elected. So yeah, you're right, Jimmy. It's madness, and the midterms can't get here fast enough. Thanks, buddy. Always good to check up with you.